filler. 7B.
This was, I wasn't on set for this. I just...
This was, in fact, something I was doing an entirely separate project for a different TV series. It was for a magic show.
We found out that the movie was running short.
Yeah,
so
and
we
it fitted in
it.
The storyline. It kind of filled up a loop in the hole in the storyline of how we got the money to construct it. So this here is Matt and Joey from Reckless Youth.
The money for how to construct what, Tom?
The Millions Making Machine.
Ah,
the one that counterfeits it.
Ah, yeah, that comes up shortly.
It does, yeah. Matt's wearing a cap here, which is possibly hiding all that hair that he has now. And this is not, in fact, Matt. This is an actor, because we all know he was in the cupboard.
Yeah, there was... I wasn't in this scene, and I wasn't really involved with it. I did, however, drive that penguin to the set.
You had a drink with it afterwards, didn't you? You were great mates with that penguin. Or was it just...
It was a professional relationship. You know, yeah. I mean, it was courtesy. It was a bit of a prima donna, to be honest. I hate more than a penguin up itself.
Yeah. He was a bit of an arrogant snob. He had to get a stunt double for that cracking in the head scene.
Panel 3. Oh, yes, yeah. The falling over thing was in relation to a story we'd just seen about penguins. What are they at? Arctic or Antarctic? I don't know. I mean, I drove him from Nairobi, where he was appearing in Dominic Wood's Animal Showcase.
Yeah, I think they must be in the north, because, I don't know, something like that.
Well, anyway,
yeah,
it was...
And you see the plane going over and he falls over, and that's how...
That was how the news story we found had... which inspired this scene... showed that when planes fly over groups of penguins, they all follow it until they drop backwards.
Yep, which is how the actor playing Matty discovers it's a penguin. And that little weirdo finds that it's his penguin.
It's frankly stupid. I hate penguins.
Yeah.